All right. Now
in the first couple of hours, some of the performances over the weekend created some chat. The Roosters played the Cowboys at the SCG. I think there's a feeling that the Roosters, even though they are sitting eighth, with the lineup they've got, the players coming back from injury, their big players in form, can do something. While there's a suggestion that the Cowboys, well, have they hit the wall? 32-18 on the weekend at the SCG. Boys, your thoughts on both those clubs?
I thought the Roosters 3 weeks ago, 26-1, was like, man, you know, they'll brave odds, because you just look at the roster alone and they've got the capability to go on all the way from eighth spot and winning the competition. Not a doubt. Cowboys, Brandy, they look tired. It's a lot of young guys in that squad that have gone through a tough Origin campaign. And you can see at the moment there's just a bit of a letdown. So it'll be a little tricky for Toddy Payton in the next few weeks. He might be tempted to try to rest, give Nanai a week off somewhere, just, you know, give him a little bit of a spell. But, yeah, I thought they looked a little fatigued, the Cowboys.
Give you a stat to back that up, Matty. We were calling the game, Brandy and I, on Fox League on the weekend. We got to the second half, and between Jared Warrior-Hargreaves and Matt Lodge, they combined had run more metres than the entire Cowboys pack. That's Jason Taumalolo. Nanai barely touched the ball the other day.
Yeah.
They kept going. They had a tactic, obviously, to attack Sam Walker's right side defence, but nothing was going right side. Nanai, nor does he go looking for the ball. He there was just nothing at four or five runs. Cameron, would you be prepared to say Cowboys have hit the wall?
Look, I wouldn't say they've hit the wall. They certainly haven't been at their best the last few weeks. And you'd throw them in the same sort of category as the Broncos, you know, who I know they had a win on the weekend, but against Newcastle, who were quite poor again, I must say. I think it might be just a little bit of a hangover from Origin. A lot of those younger guys, first time really dealing with, you know, having to be in that sort of 7 week period of Origin where it just takes so much out of you, both physically and mentally. And then now coming back into the NRL, you know, it sort of just takes a little bit to get going again. Look, they're still a quality outfit. And let's not forget, boys, they had a little bit to deal with throughout the week going into
that's
the match
true.
The Cowboys.
That is
course.
True.
So, you know, I still feel that they'll finish second. I really do. They've got a huge game to finish the season against Penrith in the last round. But I think they'll get that done. The Roosters, impressive. They've been really impressive over the last sort of month of football. So I reckon they'll climb the ladder, actually. I reckon finish a couple of moments higher than eighth.
I went North Sydney Oval yesterday, Cameron, and I'll tell you what. The depth that they have in that club, their reserve grade side yesterday, the young crop of players they've got coming into the top grade next year, Sydney, my God, mate, they've got some good footballers.
Is everyone Oliver Gildart scored 5 tries yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He was outstanding, Gildart, yesterday.
Yeah.
Very, very good. They've got some really impressive young forwards.
All right. Now, before we take a break, Matty, there is a text here for you. It says, this is from Greg of Gundagai. He says, tell Matty not to be afraid of doing a hair replacement job on his head. I did this 10 years ago. It totally changed my life, especially my love life.
Where's that coming from?
This was written in Phil Rothfield's columnist in the Telegraph. So it's linked to general demeanour, but also your love life is the tip from Greg there, Matty.
Yeah. So, well, look. I think I may have mentioned here, that I was fronted by a hair fusion company. It said they wanted me to be the face of it. They said that the plugs that I have at the moment, they said were substandard. And I had the guys, they are actually, they're not plugs, they're in my hair, and they sort of laughed it off. But, it won't be happening. I spoke to a guy who got in touch with me and said, mate, whatever you do, don't do it. He said, mate, the peace basically takes over your life. You're outside and it's raining or there's wind. He said it just consumes every part of you.
Imagine a windy day.
So it won't be happening. It won't be happening.
So you'll go smother before you go plugs or rug. Is that right?
The comb over.
You'll go.
I'll just push it around. You know, it's like just push it into the spaces.
massive big game over. That's that's something to look forward to. Something to ponder as we go to a break. Matty Johns here for Chemist Warehouse. Cameron Smith for the Sporting Globe. Fire in your questions for the Goat and the Moat right now. 0457 736 736. Or if you want to get on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170 is the number. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.